This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, July 6th. God's word for you today is commit and confess. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24. And it says, explore me, O God, and know the real me. Dig deeply and discover who I am. Put me to the test and watch how I handle the strain. Examine me to see if there is an evil bone in me, and guide me down your path forever. Jacob got to that place in the crisis phase when he chose to stop running. Jacob got to the point where he realized that his conflict was with God and not with Esau, and he responded by committing to wrestle with God until he can walk in the blessing. God is checking. Is she going to wrestle till dawn, or is she going to give up in the middle? God is checking. Is he going to wrestle till dawn, or is he going to give up in the middle? Sadly, many people miss God's best for their lives because they give up too soon. They are unwilling to wrestle till dawn. I have made up my mind that I will follow this Jesus to the end. I am going to wrestle till dawn. Are you going to wrestle till dawn and refuse to back down? Concerning your marriage, children, finances, business, career, and destiny, are you going to wrestle till dawn and refuse to back down? Galatians 6 verse 9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Do not give up on your marriage. Instead, engage God. Do not give up on your children. Wrestle with God. There is a proper time. Phase 3, confession phase. Genesis 32 verse 27, which says, the man asked him, what is your name? And in shock of realization, whispering, he said, Jacob, supplanter, schemer, trickster, swindler. At this point, like Jacob, I must admit that my biggest problem is not the witch in the village, not the uncle that is mean, and not the country or the economy that I am in. My biggest problem is me. One of the biggest breakthroughs happens when you come to this realization. One of the biggest breakthroughs happens when you realize that if it is going to be, it is up to me. One of the biggest breakthroughs happens when you realize that you are the one that is standing in your own way, and that if you can wrestle it out with God, then you can enter your breakthrough. It is not the witch, it is not your fears, your own resentment, guilt, anxiety, and the shame you are struggling with that is holding you down. When you realize this, the breakthrough begins. Genesis 32 verse 27 says, the man asked him, what is your name? And in shock of realization, whispering, he said, Jacob, supplanter, schemer, trickster, swindler. Pause. Didn't God know his name? God knew his name. But whenever God is asking you a question, it is not for his benefit. It is for your benefit. Whenever God is asking you a question, it is not that he does not know. He wants to open your eyes and he wants to see if you're going to be truthful. Let us pray. Father, I commit to this journey with you. Reveal me to me and keep me on glory road, the path that leads to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.